Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The most and why the economy and the stock market is doing so well, but yet most of the media finds more importance in focusing on all the non-necessarily topic news headlines.
KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning at 6:47 now. Three big things.
Three.
Death toll rising in big earthquake near Mexico City.
Two.
Hurricane Maria rolling across the Caribbean as a Category 5.
One.
Suspect quickly arrested after shooting in North Wichita. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And this morning in traffic, we've got the traffic volumes right now picking up on the Wichita roadways out there. So those traffic volumes picking up at this time, but not seeing any big slowdowns out there. And those gasoline prices still varying here in the Wichita area, anywhere from $2.32 a gallon down to about $2.29 a gallon. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 90 degrees after yesterday's high of 97. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 74. Thursday, sunny and breezy, last day of summer tomorrow with a high of 93 degrees. Now partly cloudy, south wind at 12 miles per hour and 73 degrees. And in my opinion, it is muggy out there this morning. KNSS weather brought to you by The Monarch. Explore your love of America's native spirit every Wednesday. Hey, that's today. With $4 select bourbons and whiskey. It's located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, the Monarch.
Hey, did you see our shout-out from the Monarch yesterday?
Yeah, saw that. Bill Roy's Facebook offering. He's down there with Jen.
Bill Roy and from the Business Journal and Jen Ray from the Monarch. She gave us a little shout-out on social media yesterday.
Talked about listening to Steve and Ted and Bill on Steve and Ted. And had a couple of people I saw respond, saying, yes, I like that show, too. Thank you, Jen.
Bring it on. Tell your friends.
Thank you, Jen. She's been a really good, loyal advertiser with us. And I get down there whenever I can. Love their appetizers. Great place. So, yeah, thanks, Jen.
Yeah.
Steve and Ted, WichitaPerks.com poll. This is the, as we call, the exciting survey that's sweeping the nation at our webpage, KNSSradio.com. Now, Monday was National Cheeseburger Day, so we cooked up a little poll on cheeseburgers. How do you like your cheeseburger? Gave you four opportunities here. Exotic, avocado, chili, hot links, chorizo, mushrooms, all that stuff, all that exotic stuff, which is where, now that's kind of where you came down. 4%, that's all it got. And you also like you like plain too, right?
That's me.
Plain, cheeseburger, bun, cheeseburger and bun.
Meat, cheese, bun.
Yeah.
That's it, baby.
12%.
That's me.
Yeah. Pretty simple, ketchup and/or mustard, maybe a couple of pickles. That's me, 31%. And the deluxe, which could be, you know, bacon, lettuce, tomato, onion, mayo, pickles, 54%, Ted.
That's the majority.
Yep. The deluxe, like, have all that stuff on there.
I do not fall in that group.
No. U.S. stocks post that, by the way, the website is knssradio.com. The poll is Steve and Ted, WichitaPerks.com, and if you haven't been part of the poll, here's your opportunity. You can do it right now.
I saw on Facebook yesterday, Stan Finger from the Wichita Eagle posted on his Facebook pages. In honor of Cheeseburger Day, I went out last night, made myself a cheeseburger with smoked Gouda on it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that is perfect.
That might be pretty good.
Wouldn't that be tasty?
That might be tasty.
Oh, man.
Mm. U.S. stocks posted slight gains on Wall Street yesterday, enough to send major indexes to more record highs. The Dow rose 39 points. Standard & Poor's 500 index climbed 2 points. NASDAQ edged up 6 points. Ford is cutting production at 5 North American assembly plants through the rest of this year as U.S. demand for new vehicles slips.
Through the rest of the year.
Due to lower gas prices. At least the three that I saw, several I saw listed, I think three of them are in Mexico. Walmart won't be doing large-scale holiday hiring at its stores this year. Instead, like last year, it will offer extra hours to its current workers. The nation's largest private employer says, however, that it will be taking on more temporary workers at its distribution centers.
Right, online.
Yeah, yep. But it's not giving a number yet for its planned holiday hires at the centers. And attorneys general from most states are broadening their investigation into the opioid industry as a nationwide overdose crisis continues to claim thousands of lives. We had that special series on, what was that, 2 weeks ago, Ted, about this very subject.
Yeah.
They announced Tuesday that they had served subpoenas requesting information from five companies that make powerful prescription painkillers and three distributors.
Hmm.
650, that's a big problem.
Yeah, Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt is involved with that probe and that investigation. Yeah.
652 now, Steve and Ted. Retirement questions you might want to answer.
Might.
Don Grant, CFP, The Money Tracker. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. And that might was like a warning. You know, you better do this. You might want to answer these questions.
Ooh.
You know? Well, Steve, in the process of helping clients plan for the inevitable time when they cut ties to their paychecks and get on it for their own, you know, get on their with their own savings, I have encountered similar questions from pre-retirement clients. Whether we're planning for growth, income, or specific needs, the bottom line is almost always about financial security. So a common question for someone close to retirement is, am I saving enough to retire? And when will I know I have? Well, everyone will have a different need, but it's a calculation that involves probabilities like what my lifestyle costs will be in retirement and how will my investments behave over the next 20 to 40 years or so. If you get the green light, you have a cushion built in and you monitor the balance sheet at least annually, you should be fine. Now, when should I trigger my Social Security benefits? Well, generally, waiting as long as possible is the best way to go, but particularly if you have longevity in your family. However, no one can predict a date of death. So run the calculations through SSA.gov, that's the Social Security Administration website, and with your certified financial planner. Again, we're dealing with probability. Best we can do is make an educated decision by taking all factors into consideration. Well, how do I structure my pension payment? Most pensions will allow for a residual benefit if the primary pensioner were to die. Options generally include taking the highest income amount with no residual or spousal benefit, or by reducing the amount the pensioner takes during his or her lifetime will allow for a percentage of that amount to continue over the life of the spouse, so you cover your spouse as well. This calculation is done by looking at all resources to determine what the situation would be for a surviving spouse with or without that pension. Another common question, believe it or not, is what will I do once I retire? That sounds like that's an easy one, but it's not. I found that people who are very active in their working lives will translate to that to their retirement lives. They won't skip a beat and will naturally keep busy and productive. For those without much of a life outside of work, it's much more difficult. If you fall into the latter category, begin planning activities, groups, and goals well before you retire so that you can pick right up where you left off. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
A big news story this morning has to do with a man who was shot yesterday in North Wichita. Courtney Holloway is his name, a government employee.
Oh, yeah.
And coming up here in a few minutes, we're going to have a conversation with Bob Lutz, who is the host of The Drive afternoons on KFH, our sister station. Bob, a longtime sports writer, and he knows Mr. Holloway, and he's going to give us a little background on this gentleman, who, by the way, his condition has improved. Yeah. So, hey, today is National Pepperoni Pizza Day,
and I'll go for that.
I'm not sure. I just like the naked pep. Well, my grandkids will take pepperoni. I like a lot of other stuff on there too, but just pepperoni. What do you think, Ted? A purist, are you?
Sign me up. Yeah, that's
just pepperoni.
That's a classic.
All right.
Sausage, black olives.
Oh, should not just pepperoni for you, huh?
No, sausage and black olives. That's the perfect pizza.
All right. Take it from Don Grant, the money tracker, CFP. He may know a lot about money. He also knows about pizza. At least he says.
All right. Well, I think I do.
You do. You think you're smart, Ted. Anyway. Hey, thank you, Don. Appreciate it, sir. 6:56 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up 7 o'clock, the KNSS Morning News. Suspect quickly apprehended after that shooting in North Wichita. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.